God is calling you to surrender. And so I make soaps, right? I make soaps for people who have sensitive skin. And I started this thing called the Bar of the Month. It literally just hit me because what I have to do is I have to use the soap and then I pray for a name based off of how it makes my skin feel or whatever the Lord gives me. That's not true. Whatever the Lord gives me is what I name it. And I use the soap to figure that out and to listen for him. So this Bar of the Month, Michaela was begging me like, Mom, it's fall, right? So she wanted some vanillas and some sandalwood. And when we smelled it, it smelled very similar to our simple lavender vanilla. And then she added in the chamomile, which was that third element, and it worked. So at first I wasn't going to do it because I didn't have enough olive oil. And then I said, you know what? Let me do it. So everything worked out. The soap has been curing, and today's the day because I'm taking it to the market tomorrow. So I grabbed the bar and I was about to get in the shower and I prayed and I said, Lord, please give me the name of the soap. And literally it just like clear as day, surrender. And I said, that's it. The bar is surrender. So I went into the bathroom. I used the bar of soap, and then God showed me with the Bar of the Month, why not have a 30-day study that goes along with the bar, which would marry my Noble Women ministry with my Noble Women soap buyers. That way, the soap buyers will have an opportunity to seek the Lord for the month in the topic of surrendering or whatever the topic of the month is for the new bar. And the ministry women get to study the scripture, right? Study about surrender, but also enjoy a great bar. Now, I will say this. My soap bars, the 9-ounce bars, last more than a month. They actually last 2 months. So as I'm talking now, I might end up doing my 5-ounce bar just so that, you know, it works. But the next thing that came to mind was, what are we surrendering? Like, what are we surrendering to God? So when God said surrender, the first thing that came to mind was surrendering as a woman. But the next thing that came to mind was doing a study, surrendering as a mother, right? So surrender for mothers, surrender for marriage, surrender for singles, surrender for the working woman. So I'm going to search the scriptures and I'm going to see what the Bible says about surrender. But one of the first thoughts that came to mind was surrendering our idols, because anything that we're holding on to, that we've put caution tape around, that we've said, no, God, not this, or, you know, what's in your hand, I don't want to give this to you, because if we have to surrender, it means that we're holding a stance, that there's something in our hand. There's a place like we're holding up the wall. And of course, that thing would be an idol. That's the thing that we said, God, don't touch. Or this. Oh, this is the other thing that I realized. I realized that surrender is different than giving up. And I'm glad, Holy Spirit, thank you. Be with me as I have this conversation. But surrender is different than giving up, because what we'll do is, in time of warfare, which, let me define warfare. Warfare is when you see a spirit from the enemy, whether it's alcohol, drugs, anger, rage, an abusive spirit, stinginess, greed, gossip, anything that's sent in our lives to kill, steal, or destroy us, right? When we see that gaining ground in either our lives or our loved ones' lives, right? Or in the areas of our life, whether it's on our job, our kids, our marriage, our husband, our friendships, the ministry that we're in, right? That's warfare. That's when the enemy is trying to take ground. So with that, through those times, surrendering, right, is different than giving up, because a lot of times we'll give up. We'll say, you know what?
whatever. God isn't going to see this. God, I've been in this situation for 20 years. My marriage has been like this for 30, 17, 44. My son is 22. You know, my son is 60. My husband is 70. I've been barren and childless for 35 years. Like, fill in the blank of wherever you think God has turned his eye, turned his ear, turned his attentions from you, right? And then we begin to, and listen, it could be something that was 5 minutes ago. The enemy could have sent the argument or a situation or circumstance, and then you say things ain't never going to change. So yes, the long suffering, but also the immediate things. And then we give up, right? But in giving up, what we do is we really give over to the enemy. So God wants us to surrender ourselves to him. But if he's asking us to do that, then I told you, one, we have an idol, or two, we have actually surrendered ourselves to the enemy. And this is how that looks. This is, I'm in this situation, and the thing, like, we begin to say what the enemy wants us to say, the negativity. This is never going to change. I might as well get used to being in a loveless marriage. I might as well get used to not having intimacy or emotional connection, or, you know, my son isn't going to amount to anything. My daughter is never going to get herself together. I'm going to be stuck at this job. I'm going to be living in this house forever. No one's going to buy in the state that it is. And I'm never going to buy a house. I'm never going to get married. I'm never going to have a new car. Like, we have now surrendered to the enemy because we're speaking what he wants us to say. And God is saying, pick it up and bring it over here. It reminds me of Jesus with the man with the mat, when he told him that he had to pick up his mat and walk. Because he was going to just lay there. Not he was going to. He was just laying there day in and day out, a victim of his circumstances. And so with the soap, surrender, my question to God is, God, what have I not surrendered to you fully or at all? What am I not giving you? And God is saying, my fears and my anxiety and my worry and my decisions and my cares and my steady discipline and my consistency and my discipline and devotion and my sureness. So Lord, I pray that I turn these things over to you. He said, my repenting. So I pray against pride. I pray for humbleness. I pray for meekness. I pray that I won't pick up my life, because the word says to lay it down. And what I'll do, because I want to get this stuff off my mind, but I will create some type of, you know, free download for the scriptures that will go along with this, so that you can, you know, listen to the scriptures, read the scriptures, let it get deep inside of you. But I definitely, as I say, the word says, I really want to make sure that I can quote it and that you can have it. So right now I'm saying the word says, but understand that somewhere around wherever this thing is, there will be some type of download and link. So Lord, this is the other thing. Show me how to surrender and not pick it up again. Ariana says something good. Ariana is my 20-something-year-old daughter. And she said that she had heard somebody say that when we stop doing something and we pick it back up again, even if it's been 3 months, 2 years, something that we were trying to stop doing, right? That when we pick that thing back up again, it really just means that we've just changed our relationship with it. So God, when you talk about my steady consistency and my discipline and my devotion to you, what I find that I do is I will stop a thing, even if it's for a month, and then I will reward myself with the thing, or I'll talk myself into thinking that the time frame that I did was just enough. And what comes to mind is fornication, adultery, gluttony, overeating, bad money habits. So I pray that we will surrender our sins to God. Cast our cares to Him. In Jesus' name. The next thing is why? Why am I not surrendering? So as I'm asking God these things in real time, I pray that you will also do the same. And like I said, I'm gonna have this stuff kind of written down. But why am I not surrendering? What habits are causing me to not surrender? It's a lack of trust. It's a lack of faith. It's a denial. How can I surrender those things to you? And then the question would be when, but it's actually obviously now. Now is the time. So Lord, I need your help with that. Like I can't do it on my own. I know I can't. So I need your help with that. This concludes the surrender episode of the Noble Woman radio show. You can find the Surrender Bar online at thenoblewoman.com while supplies last. But you can also find the Noble Woman's Surrender series for the Noble Woman, Noble Wife, Noble Single, and Noble Mother, available as well under the resource tab in on thenoblewoman.com. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at Erica, E-R-I-C-A, at thenoblewoman.com. Once again, that's Erica, E-R-I-C-A, at thenoblewoman.com. Have a great day.